You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Platinum Group Metals mining and marketing company Anglo-American Platinum, AmPlats as we know it, reported a robust set of financial results and a strong safety performance in the first half, really illustrating the resilience of the business despite significant headwinds, as we know, induced by COVID-19 and forced shutdowns in the mining sector. The JSE-listed company delivered 6% higher, 13.1 billion rands of earnings before EBITDA, we might have to say EBITDAC now because of coronavirus, and declared an interim gross cash divvy of 10 rand 23 per share on the odds from profits for the first half of the year, with the adopted 40% payout ratio driven dividend policy. It's the first time I'm getting to speak to Natascha Viljoen, the CEO of Anglo American Platinum, since she's taken over from Chris Griffiths. And Natascha, welcome, congrats, and I think a tough environment in which to take over the baton, but you've done well in a difficult time, saved to some extent by a recovery in the Rand PGM basket following the March sell-off. What state does the PGM market find itself in following the COVID-induced volatility? We see estimates now for new cars down globally by around 20 to 25% this year. That obviously means less catalytic converters. How do you see the market in terms of supply and demand?
Thank you. I think you've given a very good summary there. I think we've seen quite a bit of volatility in the market shortly after the lockdowns due to COVID started. And it mainly impacted originally on the demand side. We very soon after started to see the impact on the supply side. And overall, we would have seen the volatility driven mainly about from the uncertainty point of view on really what the demand and supply side is going to do. We're starting to get a slightly better view of what that would look like going into the future. And our forecast would be that if we continue to see the impact that we've seen in the first half of 2019, we'll probably see a 22% reduction in automotive sales. But we also have a view that if it recovers to 2019 levels, that we'll only see a 14% reduction in sales. We've certainly seen that sales have started to turn around, and we are seeing that improving. Shortly on the back of that, we've also seen car manufacturing starting to increase, and we slowly start to see the trend on metal buying also then being positively impacted. We have a view that our overall balance, that demand will still be higher than supply in the near term. So we do have a view that prices will support prices, certainly on the short to medium term.
That said, I think planning through an environment in a cycle like this is very difficult because of that volatility. One just doesn't know what one day, let alone one week or month, is going to throw up in terms of government regulations, potentially second or third waves of coronavirus forcing shutdowns around the world. How do you plan around an environment like this? Do you look to just ensure that your balance sheet is as strong as possible and perhaps shelve any M&A activity for now? How are you thinking about navigating a ship like AmPlats through these uncertain times?
I think, Michael, you've touched on some of it. Certainly looking after our balance sheet would be the starting point. Considering how we strengthen our balance sheet through re-looking our capital spend for this year going into next year, also a big program on cost reduction. The best way we can maneuver through this, however, is to make sure that we get our operations up and running as effectively as possible, and that's really underpinned by the systems and processes that we've put in place to firstly prevent and then respond to any COVID infections, and building that flexibility into our operational philosophies on being clear on how we do that. We've set up our businesses to, or our operations rather, to be able to live with COVID for the foreseeable future. So I think it's really that balance between making sure that we can continue our supply into the market, continue our ramp up to the business in the business, and build that margins and well, protect the margins, to protect our balance sheet.
And I was chatting to Roger Baxter, the head of the Minerals Council, the other day about a record year in South African mining in terms of fatalities being at the lowest we've ever seen them in the last 100 years. And for Amplats personally, zero fatalities at your operations now, marking 620 consecutive fatality-free days, which is some going. You did spend some time at the results this morning talking about workplace safety and your response to COVID-19, as well as the investment in the safety of the host communities in the areas in which you operate and supporting SMMEs. Can you just talk to me about those three key areas as a strategic focus for the group right now?
Yes, Michael, we feel particularly proud but also grateful for the fact that we could have announced 620 days fatality-free. We recognize, though, that it will require continuous leadership focus in the business. Through times of uncertainty, the impact on safety is big, and that remains a priority for us amongst all circumstances. I think recognizing further that the impact on our employees, the impact on our employees and their families, and then extended this into the communities, obviously goes hand in hand with safe and productive operations. And that is the reason why our focus on our community support is so strong. Our community support has certainly been informed by close collaboration with government, Department of Health, community leaders to help us identify the programs that we are involved with, and that will include food supply, water supply, education and awareness, community clinic support. I think overall we're touching just over 100,000 people in our communities. If you think about all of those kind of collective initiatives, we have also work closely with the Department of Health in the supply of or the support of our local clinics for primary health support, and extended that recently into gender-based violence support and also the schools. I think if we consider that community support and also employees, continue to paying all our employees their salaries, and I think you would have seen that we've paid 1.2 billion rand in salaries to employees not back at work yet. And that, I think, supports not only our employees, but our local communities and government, as our employees do not need to turn to government for that support. So I think it's an overall good balance, and that's why I think it's important to say that I'd be consideration in deciding to pay a dividend of 10 rand 23, because we wanted to balance not only the support we give to our communities and our employees, but certainly our shareholders. So I think an important aspect to be considered there.
Yeah, absolutely. In a country there where so often big business is beaten with a big stick by government, those are very important contributions, significant contributions, not only to the fiscus, but in paying salaries, in supporting local communities, in the fight against COVID as well. And you're also doing your bit on the energy side of things. And we know Eskom is still some way away from sorting its very well-known issues out, but you're not waiting for the grass to grow under your feet. I believe you're going to be trialing hydrogen power in one of your trucks for a possible rollout in 400 vehicles across the Anglo-American group. Can you just tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, Michael, I think a very, very exciting project. Certainly, and there's two main benefits for us as a broader business. The one is our drive to carbon neutrality, not only for Anglo Platinum, but certainly for the broader Anglo. And we are working with OEMs to develop a hydrogen fuel cell haul truck for big mining application. That truck will be up and running at our Mogalakwena operation by the end of quarter one in 2021. And we believe that will contribute to the thinking and the development of the hydrogen economy. It will further support us as a business to go carbon, to continue our journey to carbon neutrality. In addition to that, at Mogalakwena, we are in the process of building a PV plant to supply about 20% of the Mogalakwena electricity demand. The view is that we will use that to produce hydrogen to power our trucks. And obviously a very good opportunity for us to drive that entire mine to become carbon neutral. So not only does that release pressure on Eskom and get us to be independent, but also a big drive to carbon neutrality and broader hydrogen economy development.
Natasha Fuljun, CEO of Amplats, reporting back on a resilient set of results given the circumstances around mine shutdowns, thanks in part to a nice recovery in the PGM Rand basket price over the last while.